Hello. One question is, what's the three? I think you say three questions. One question is, what's the machlokas? What's the new shita of Shimon by that he rejects Shem Yishimon? He says you have to write the whole entire word that you intended for. Yet he still holds by miktas that if you try to write a pasuk, you only have to write one word. So what's his beef with the Shem Yishimon? What's his idea by ksiva? Then you have the other question is, what's the idea? Tosas is chiluk. That Rosh Shimon holds that by malacha, which is tikkun, you have to do kula. But by malacha, which is making a brand new thing, you don't have to do kula. You can do miktas. So what sense does that chiluk make? And the third question is, assuming you buy that chiluk, then if you apply it to kosev, you should say that it should suffice to, kosev should be like oreg, that it's a brand new thing, and therefore you should be chayiv for shame, me Shimon. According to Rav Shimon, but he doesn't hold that. So that's a third problem. But I think you have to leave the third problem for that. And I don't think you think about the third problem first. But the first two problems, I guess you could go with either one. Okay, I have an example. I think I want to define a little what David was saying. But let me start with an example. Let's talk about a baseball game. Okay? So, yeah, you want to say you have miktas of a baseball game. Okay? So, I'll tell you two miktases, and you tell me the difference between them. Okay, one miktas is one inning. Right, that's a miktas of a baseball game. The other miktas is one at-bat. Okay, that's a miktas of a baseball game. Okay? Are they different, or are they the same? They're both miktas. I mean, you can call them both. They're both part of the game. I think the difference is that a game is comprised of innings. As a game is composed, as components, nine innings. And one of its components, an inning, is one of the components of the game. So since a game naturally has innings and has components, so you'll say one of the innings is a miktas, because you've taken away one of the components of the game. But a game isn't comprised, there's no components of at-bats. There's no, like, fixed number of at-bats. It's just that you started, descriptively, it's miktas, because you started and you haven't finished, so you're partially into the game. But it's not like, there's no components of, like, for instance, there's no fixed number of at-bats. It's not the units. There's no units of at-bats in a game. It just happens to be, practically, a game is played by at-bats, so you did at-bat, you started the game. So it's practically, descriptively, you could call it miktas. But you wouldn't call it like a component. Like, you could say conceptually a miktas means like a component of the entity. It's a different idea of a miktas, okay? So maybe that's the question here, is when you say miktas yechayv or miktas malacha, does it mean like a conceptual component of the malacha? Or does it mean that it just practically, descriptively, a miktas of the malacha? Okay? Descriptively, it's a miktas. So what's the difference? See, because Shimon, and this is the observation you said, is that Shimon is not comprised of shame. You don't say Shimon is shame-on. That's not true. Shimon is one entity. A sentence is, I like chicken. Three separate entities. It's components. Okay, a sentence is, but that's not, they're not like components of the quality of Shimon. Shimon is a quality of an idea, of a name. And that quality, shame, is not a component of Shimon. Although descriptively, practically, when I've written shame, you say I have done miktas of Shimon. I have done miktas descriptively, practically. But you won't say I've done like a component. It's a different type of a miktas. It's like descriptively a miktas, but conceptually it's not a miktas. It's not a component. It's just that I'm on my way in the process of writing Shimon. So that practically you'll say I've done part of it. But it's not a conceptual component. So that's what Shimon's arguing, is that miktas has to be where it's really conceptually like a component of the thing. And Shimon doesn't have components. Okay, Shimon doesn't have components. Shimon is, not every entity has components. A sentence has components. So you chayv when you do a Shimon, when you do one word. But Shimon doesn't have components. Shimon is a one entity. Just like you don't say a letter. One letter doesn't have components. You don't say, well, it has every little dot of ink. It's not, a letter is an entity. Now, a word is an idea. A word is an idea, you know, conveyor. And as such, it doesn't have components. It's one entity. But a sentence, again, as an idea conveyor, it's a compound idea conveyor, which is comprised of individual ideas, which you combine together. And in a sentence, the word is a reality in a sentence. But in the word Shimon, there's no shin isn't a reality in Shimon. The two different frameworks. It's just practically it is, because that's how I build Shimon. But conceptually, you don't say that shin or shame is a component of Shimon. So yeah, the question is a mixos. Does a mixos just mean anything that practically you've done part of the thing, part of the malacha, practically? Malacha is a maisa, is five letters, you've written two of them, that's a mixos. Now I have to reflect the quality, so it's to be shame, but mixos means that it's practically, it's a component in terms of the activity. Activity is five letters, you've done two. Or it's not just in terms of the activity that practically you've done mixos, but it means conceptually a mixos is a component of the entity. But not every entity lends itself to components. A sentence, which is a compound idea container, so one word is an entity, a component of a sentence. But a word, which is an idea, a letter, does not partake of idea, and therefore is not a conceptual component of it. Although practically that's how you make a word, is through letters. But you don't say it's conceptual components of it. Just like a game is, conceptually, a game is like a playing between two teams where they each have a certain amount of time to score against each other, and therefore, and that's the summation of all that. So one inning is a component of that game. They both have a time to play against each other, three outs, whatever it is. So an inning is conceptual component. It has the quality of that game. But one at bat is not game. It's not a component of the thing. It's true, practically, that's how you get to an inning and that's how you get to a game, but it's not a conceptual component of a game. Conceptual component of a game is the inning. So same thing, a sentence has a conceptual component, words. A word doesn't have a conceptual component. It is the basic unit. So a letter doesn't partake of the quality which word does. But a word does partake of the quality of sentence. Okay, granted, this case, this is only by Kosev. And it may be raise difficulties when you try to carry this over to O-Rig, and when you try to carry it over to the other four things there. But I think let's take baby steps. Okay, this is what they're arguing about by Kosev primarily. So at least this part of the Machlokas is by Kosev, and this is Svara by Kosev. I know, but at the end of the day, after we have some Svaras here, we're going to have to try to unify everything and make a big Shita, and maybe we'll have to change things a little bit. But I think in the meantime, I think that's what we have to take it slowly. Okay? So if we take it, we continue on our slow steps here. I think the next question is, what about this Tosos, right? So Tosos is where, so again, the cases are, you have four cases where you, they're all taken of a clay. So it's you sand down some sort of wooden clay, I guess, or you make a hole in something, you know, a hole, or you tan a piece of skin, a hide, or you draw a picture on a clay. So in all those four cases, Rabbi Shimon holds that you have to do the entire thing. If you set out your kavana to do, let's say, a 5x5 piece of hide, so you have to do the entire hide, okay, in order to be chayev. You're not chayav for mikzos. Whereas the chachamim say, no, you are the chayav for mikzos, as long as you do the shir, you're chayav. So the kasha is, Tosas asks, he says, oh, so it must be Rav Shimon holds, you're not chayav for mikzos. But he says, not true, because by O-Ring, for instance, if you try to sew a baguette, you sew a 5x5 baguette, then Rav Shimon will agree, you're chayav once you do two stitches. So why is it that if you sew a 5x5 baguette, you're only to get chayav once you do two stitches, but if you're tanning a 5x5 baguette, then you have to do the entire thing? Sounds like the exact same thing. So Tosafot says, because when you're tanning it, you're fixing the baguette. So when you're fixing it, then you have to do the whole thing. But when you're making a brand new thing, brand new baguette, then you're chayav, even for a mikzas, even for two stitches. So the question is, what's the difference? Conceptually, I mean, who really cares if you're being misakin it or if you're creating a brand new thing? Sounds like the same thing. Okay, so maybe like this. So I think what you're saying, but that when let's say you have a baguette or which you're tanning. So in other words, you have a baguette which is, so to speak, broken. You have an entity, a hide, let's say, and it's messed up. It's unusable. And you want to be misakin, it's not tikkun. No, it's tikkun, means it's broken, it's not misukan, and you want to be misakin it. So you want to create a quality of it being tanned. Okay, that's the goal here. That's the malacha. You're creating a quality of a tanned baguette. Or a pictured baguette, or a holy baguette, whatever, a holy thing, or a sanded thing. You're trying to create a quality of tikkun in the chafta. Now you can't have half tikkun. Okay, and as you have an entity of an R, you're trying to define, the R is a predefined entity. Whether it's a chafta in space, and space it's delineated, or your machshava is fixes a certain entity. Either way, in other words, you have an entity, and you're trying to give it the quality of tikkun. Now, half masukan is not masukan. Okay, in other words, if you tan it halfway, so you only get rid of half of the guk, so that's not whatever you do in tanning. So that's not you don't say it's half tan. That's not masukan. It simply lacks the quality of tikkun. And if you tan half of it, so it's true you may have a half of a tanned, let's say you're doing a 5x5 baguette, and now you tan 2x2. So you may have a tanned 2x2, but that's not your baguette, that's not your entity. Because the entity which your machshava is going for is this entity of a baguette, a 5x5. And you have not been misakin that thing at all. There's no tikkun in it. I mean, if you were working on a 2x2 entity, you'd say I had tikkun of a 2x2 entity. But that's not, there's the entity which your malacha is involved with, and his koveya is the 5x5 baguette. And you have to create a quality of a tan baguette, of that, that's your entity. And now you're trying to create a quality, a condition in that baguette. A condition of mesukan, of tan. And you haven't done that. So it doesn't lend itself. That is, there is an entity, a predefined entity, which you are trying to create a quality or a condition in that entity. So you can't change the entity. The entity is the entity, and now you have to create a condition. So the condition doesn't lend itself to components. It's broken, and the condition is tikkun. So either it's misukan, it's fixed, or it's not misukan. So until it's misukan, you don't say, I've partially fixed it. You don't say, I've partially fixed it. I haven't fixed it. I have not fixed it. Okay, it doesn't have the condition. See, when I create a baguette, I'm sewing. So I want to sew a 10x10. But you say, look, I did a 1x1, so I've sewed something. I sewed a 1x1. Like, there's no entity, there's no predefined entity of 10x10. That's just what I'm going for. But I've sewed something. You say, this is a significant thing. I've done a patch, a 1x1 patch. Now I've done a 2x2 patch. So you say, what I have is an entity. Okay, it's a smaller entity. It's not what I wanted to make it bigger. I haven't quite made it as big as I. Maybe this is a good chakira, which I'm not saying this is a machlokas. I'm just saying here's two ways of looking at tanning. Okay, two ways of looking at tanning, which I think will. I think I'm going to go with the second way. Okay, and I'm going to say that's the true way. But I think it will just clarify what the problem is and why it's a little confusing. But the question is, what is the productivity when I tan a baguette? Again, I have a 5x5 baguette and I tan it. So what is the product? Is the product, okay, this is a little subtle, but is the product that I have a new chafta? I have created a chafta called a tanned baguette. Because that's my chafta. My chafta is a tanned baguette. Okay? It's not a baguette, it's a tanned baguette. That's the chafta. The chafta is I created a 5x5 tanned baguette. Tanned baguette is like a unified entity. That's the entity. Tanned baguette, and that's my product. Okay? I'm saying that's not the case. Okay? But that's one way to look at it, right? The other way is no. I have a baguette. I have a baguette already existing. Okay? I have a baguette already existing. And now I'm creating the condition of tanned in the baguette. That's the product. The product is the condition itself. Okay? I'm giving it a characteristic of tanned. Okay, the baguette already exists. I'm not creating a tanned baguette. The baguette exists. I'm taking the baguette which exists and giving it a condition called tanned. Okay, again, and the other way of looking at what you may have looked at it is you're creating a chafta called a tanned baguette. And the other way is that I'm creating a chafta called the tanned baguette. A new chafta called the tanned baguette. That's what I'm saying is not true. Okay, rather, your baguette exists, you're creating the quality of tanned in it. So why is that a difference? So the nafkin is like this, is that if you were to look at it, that I'm creating a chafta called a tanned baguette, so my machshava was to create a chafta, a 10x10 chafta, of tan baget. And I created a 5x5 chafza of tan baget. So that's mikzas. Same way as oreg. I want to sew a 10x10 baget, and I sewed a 5x5 baget. So that's mikzas. So you look at it as I'm creating a tan baget, so I wanted to create a 10x10, and I'm creating a 5x5. That's why I'm saying don't look at it that way. But when you have a malacha of tikkun, it's not, you're not creating, there's no new chafza called a tanned baget. It's tikkun. The baget exists already. You have a baget. Baget is a 10x10 entity. The quality which you're creating is you're taking this baget and giving it a quality of mesukan. Okay? Now, the baget is an entire entity. It's 10x10. It's not 5x5, it's 10x10. And now the question is, did you give it the quality of mesukan? Mesukan means it's fixed, it's repaired, it's usable. That's the quality you're giving it. Now, you don't say, I've given it half usable. It's half mesukan. It's true. And you don't say I'm creating a 5x5 usable because that's not the entity. The entity already exists, and I have to give it the quality of mesukan. So you don't say it has the quality of mesukan. I'm almost there, and maybe this is also important. This is what we said before. You could say practically I've done miktsas. Like we were saying in the Rabbanan before, practical miktsas. Like Shem Mishimon is practical miktsas. Practically you could say I've been misakein part of it. But you wouldn't say conceptually I have anything. Conceptually, it's a unit. It's a baget, just like Shimon is a unit. And you can't say less than the unit is nothing. So the unit is a unit of baget, and I'm creating tikkun habaget. So you don't say I have taken half a baget. There's no entity of the half a baget. The baget exists as an entity. It's already my entity, which either exists or my achshavas koveya. And I'm creating a quality of tikkun in the thing. So now in the entity, there are no parts within the entity. See, when I'm creating an entity from scratch, you'll say, whatever I have now is chashuv, I've created a 2x2. I've tried to create 10x10, I created a 2x2. So I've created something. You'll say 2x2 is a patch, a 2x2 patch, a 3x3 patch. I've created something. I've created that something. Now, I haven't quite created as much as I wanted to, but there is an entity of 2x2. But when the entity already exists, and it's already 10x10, now the malacha is giving it a quality of tikkun, of tan, giving it a quality of, let's say, of having a picture on it. So does it have that quality? It does not have the quality. Given quality having a hole. Given quality being sanded. So it doesn't have the quality until I do the whole thing. And it doesn't have a miktsas. But if you learn the other way, that miktsas is a practical phenomenon, that practically you have done part of the malacha, you've done part of the malacha, then you could say I've done miktsas, I've tanned part of it. I've done tanning part of the way. Part of the way, I've practically done part of it. But you wouldn't say I have a conceptual component of the thing, because it's one conceptual thing of giving it a quality of mesukan. Giving it a quality of mesukan, which either exists when it exists, and it doesn't exist until it exists. It doesn't have components. But again, building a beged, you'll say it's a quantitative thing. I'm making a 5x1x1, 2x2, 3x3, 4x4, make it a little bigger, a little bigger, a little bigger. So it ends up, I have a size to the thing. But the parts are entities along the way. The thing is, like, when you already have a whole entity, now the parts don't have any reality. You already have a hide, so the parts don't have a reality. There's an entity. It's already an entity. So the parts are negated in the whole. So in order to give the quality, you relate to the whole. But in creating something from scratch, so any little bit you make, that's significant. I've made a little bit, now I've made more, I've made a bigger thing. So each thing you make is, that's the saying, is davar chadash, ein ba'olam. So you're making a davar chadash, you've created something. So now you've done a component. You've made a 1x1 patch. I am going for 10x10, that's true, but you could say that you've done a component of the thing. You've done a part. You've made a small baguette. You made a small patch. Now you're making a bigger patch. Now your machshava is to get all the way there, to complete it, to get to the, you know, to get to 10x10. But the way you get to 10x10 is you do 1x1, you do a little more, and then you do a little more, and you do entities of kiyum, right? Which are at least two stitches at a time, and that's the way you get there. It's a quantitative thing. I think that's the point. It is a quantitative. Like a baguette or a 10x10 is a quantitative thing. So therefore, any quantity is, like there's no, like in a word, you say it's a new quality of a conveyor of an idea. So you say the letters aren't that. there's no quality until you get to a word. But in a baguette, a baguette, or in a big 10x10 piece, it's a quantitative thing. So each little bit is an entity. I've made more. Each part is a thing. And you say that it's a component. Since it's a quantitative entity, the baguette, I'm saying is there's no new quality in begadim of a baguette, something that she could wear, or 3x3. There's an oreg. Oreg, there's no halacha. Oreg has to be a baguette, I don't think, or 3x3. You see the shears, 2 stitches. So oreg is, or you're just making a stitching of kiyam. So now that you can make a bigger stitching of kiyam, so it's a bigger quantity. But you've done a mixos, because you've done part of the quantity. But when you, if you already have a baguette or, so that's already a defined entity. Now the entity exists, the parts don't exist within the entity. So now it's a whole. Now you're creating a quality in that entity. So then you have to relate to the whole thing, otherwise you don't have anything. What about writing a picture? So I'm saying is, the way Tos is learning is that making a picture, it's tikkun hakli. So it means the kli should be a designer kli. Let's say you're making a designer kli. So you have a kli, but it's not designer. So you're making it a designer kli. So if it's halfway, if you have a half of the logo on it or whatever, you don't say it's tikkun hakli. You don't say it's partially. See, if the malachor creating the picture, then you'll say, look, I created a picture. So I created half the picture. So if that entity wore the picture, you say, I've created half the picture. But it's not. The kli exists, and you're being misake in the kli. Okay, it's tikkun hakli. So tikkun hakli exists. It's a little different than tanning, because tanning is like the whole space of the kli. But here you're creating a quality. The point is, when you're creating a quality in the kli, until the quality exists, it doesn't exist. So it's not tikkun hakli. That's why it's also saying tikkun. Tikkun means it's like a quality in the thing. The thing, you're being misake in it. You don't have half a tikkun. Tikkun is that you already have the entity of the kli existing, and now you have to give it this quality. So that's not a quantitative process. It's a qualitative process. Just like creating a word is a qualitative process. Just like writing Shimon is a qualitative process. But writing a sentence is not a qualitative, it's just a quantitative process. You have one word, another word, another word, another word. And creating a baguette is also a quantitative process. So when it's like quantitative, when it has components, it has steps along the way, so then you could have a mixos. Then Rav Shimon agrees you could have a mixos. So in a baguette, it's just a quantitative entity, or whatever, a big 10x10 patch of quantitative entity, you're creating it partially, you're doing it in steps, you have a mixos. Or writing a sentence as components, so you have a mixos. It's a quantitative thing. But when you're creating a new quality, namely, let's say a word, which is an independent quality, or you're doing tikkun habaguette, which is creating a quality in the baguette, a tikkun hakli, then it doesn't lend itself to mixos. Whereas Tanakama holds that mixos just means practically mixos. Mixos means that practically the malacha has a bunch of steps, and you've done some of the steps. Practically, you're involved in the thing. It doesn't have to be like a conceptual component of the product. Just that you're involved, you've done part of it. You've done part way the way there, so then it doesn't matter if even in giving it a condition, you've partially tanned it. You've done part, half of it. You've done half of the tanning. Is there any recognition so far as the chafza is concerned of being? No, but mixus just means that you've involved. You've done part of it. You've done part of it, and in its own right, that part reflects kamea. It reflects the quality of ibud because it's enough of a shear or whatever. So you've done part. So you've done a mixus. You have your mixus. But again, Rav Shimon holds the mixos has to be where it's a conceptual component, where it lends itself to a mixos. All right? Exactly. If you looked at tanning as creating a chafza called a tanned baguette, a 10x10 tanned baguette, then you could say, I created a 5x5 tanned baguette. It's like creating a new entity called a tanned baguette, then I've created a smaller entity. So then it's a quantitative thing. But if it's a baguette already exists, and it's already a 10x10 entity, and there's no parts, it's an entity, and now I'm taking this entity and giving it a quality, a condition of tan. Now if I have it, either I've given it that condition or I haven't given it that condition. The condition doesn't exist 10.5. I mean, it's true, descriptively you could say half of it has the condition, but conceptually there is no such thing as half of it. That's just a descriptive idea. There's no such thing as half of the shirt. Well, there's no half of a shirt. A shirt doesn't have a half. A shirt is an entity. Can a half a shirt? Descriptively, practically, you could call it that, but it's not conceptually. A shirt doesn't have a half; it's an entity. It's an entire entity, and if you want to give the entity a condition, so you have to give the entire entity the condition. You want to say, I want you to make my shirt red. So if you make half of it red, you haven't made my shirt red. You say, I mean, I'm all halfway there, but it's not like I've given it half the quality of red. I just haven't given it the quality of red. It's not there. It's not half there. It's just not. It's not. It's not. It doesn't have the quality. That's what I'm saying. If I'm making a shirt, right? But making a shirt is then you're saying is you're making. Then you don't have an entity yet. So now the thing is you're building an entity. So your machshava is you want to make an entity which is a certain size. And now you're saying is each little part you've made a smaller entity. Made another aspect, you made a little bigger entity, I made the entity I was going for. I mean, so you say that you've done so. In other words, the process lends itself to parts. You do the process in parts, and at each step, you have a chafza. I have a chafza, 3x3 bag, a 4x4 bag, a 5x5 bag, and I have a chafza. There's a component, and that 4x4 is part of, that's how I get to the 10x10. But in Ibur, the chafza already exists as 10x10. So now there's no recognition of the parts anymore. You already have the entire entity. So we'll see. Maybe we get this a little better, but assuming that we cannot. I mean, this basically is all the problems, I think, right? This is all the questions. I don't think we have any other questions, right? So, I mean, it turns out, so Ksiva isn't like a Riga exactly, because in a word, the Riga is a quantitative thing, but a word is a quality as a whole, it's a unit. Sentence is like Oreg. Okay, so yeah, I mean, think it over. See if we're missing something, and so we come back to it. But if not, then I guess the next thing to do. You have Rabbi Yossi, but I want to skip it. I think it's a pshat. He's learning. He's being Dorish the pasuk differently. I don't see what new he's saying in terms of this discussion. So I'm gonna skip that. If someone sees something new, we can discuss it. But I don't see. I don't get it. I don't know if it is. I'm not sure that it is adding something to this discussion. And it gets into other things that Avos and told us, but I don't want to get into that. So the next thing is Amar Yudim, Matsinu Shem Katan Mishem Gadol. Mi Dami. The problem of the Mem Sofes and the regular Mem is that if you're writing Shimon, Shem Mishimon, it's not Shem, because Shin, regular Mem, doesn't spell shame. You need a Mem Sofes, but obviously you weren't writing a Mem Sofes because you're writing Shimon. So let's try to. The Gemara asks that. Okay, and it basically, you got to do the Gemara a little bit to get some of the pshat here. I mean, it's try to go through the pshat, and maybe even almost to Lagufa. Basically, to Lagufa, it's like almost till two dots, almost on the next Talmud. But you'll see. I mean, I think it's try to just really get through the pshat quickly, you know, and then we'll come back and try to define some things here.
So where are we starting?
From the two dots, Midami.
So we're skipping
the last part.